The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
Hello, everyone. I want to welcome you to our official Rumble channel. This message is an exclusive message only for this channel and only for our podcast listeners. So we want to welcome you at this time. Again, I'm the founder, the pastor, and the voice of End Time Headlines, Ricky Scapero. And we want to welcome you to today's program. Today, I want to be dealing with a sensitive topic that actually was flagged by YouTube. And the message we did last week was actually removed from the channel. And our page received a warning from YouTube for posting it. So thus, today, we're going to be dealing with kind of the same vein of the same topic. I want to talk about more bricks are now being laid for the foundation of the Mark of the Beast system. Again, more bricks are being laid for the foundation of the Mark of the Beast system. And you'll see why we didn't want to put this out on Facebook or YouTube or any of the big tech giant platforms. But again, this is why we want to encourage you, if you've not yet subscribed to us here yet, please subscribe to our Rumble channel. And you can find that by going to the search engine on the Rumble app, or when you go to the website and put in Pages and type in End Time Headlines, and you will find this. According to a report from the Wall Street Journal, the liberal nation of France has deteriorated into a fascist police state whose vaccine passport requirements may actually be preventing the unvaccinated from getting basic essentials, such as food, and other necessities. A recent Twitter video was released. And again, I wish we could show this, but because of copyrights, we can't do that. But again, we reported this on endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. According to a report from WND, French supermarkets have hired bouncers in order to deny basic human rights to food and water because they did not get the right government permission slip. One independent journalist tweeted on Friday that an alarming video in which he posted showed a security guard brutally grappling a masked woman and throwing her out of the store like a trash bag. The woman is seen being outraged by the abusive manhandling and yells at the security guard. After she leaves, a man approaches the bouncer and scolds him for not allowing the female to get her food or the necessities that she needed. According to an August 20th, now before we get to this commentary, the reason why I wanted to talk about this today is, again, last week, we shared a story that, again, was removed from YouTube, but it was about a 22-year-old Italian man who recently got tattooed on his arm a QR code that's scannable for his vaccine passport. Thus, he would be enabled to go shop, he would eat, and other amenities that he would have access to there in Italy. On a viral TikTok video, he is seen going into a McDonald's and they scan this QR code that indicated, of course, that he was vaccinated and he was able to pursue getting something to eat or drink or whatever there at that McDonald's there in Italy. And this, of course, went viral and made him a TikTok sensation. But we reported on how I believe that scenario is painting a picture for a society to accept putting a mark on their body in order to buy, sell, and trade. And again, according to the Greek word for mark there in Revelation chapter 13, it is actually a word to describe a stamp, a tattoo, if you would, or like branding cattle. So it's an absolute picture of this. And then here we go today we're talking about this story coming out of France, where there is these enforcers that are being placed outside of shopping centers or grocery markets, and people are being turned away from buying essentials because they are not vaccinated. Or let me say it like this, they are not able to present the requirements, the proof of vaccination. This is astounding. On August 20th, a commentary in the Midland, Texas Reporter Telegram was actually titled, "Is COVID Vaccine the Mark of the Beast?" The Reverend Darren Wood, who is the pastor of First Baptist Church of Midland, explained that in Revelation 13, 16 through 18, the Apostle John speaks of an apocalyptic pair of beasts who would rule the earth with vengeance, cruelty, and animosity. Their severe manner and harsh rule will inflict pain and grief on all those on the earth at that time. Their sovereign reach will require that all those who desire to transact commerce or business, buying or selling anything, they must bear the mark of the beast. Should they fail to have the mark, they will be ostracized. So again, here's another pastor who is giving you the same illustration, the same comparison. He's basically telling you what I'm telling you today, and that is what we're seeing happening is conditioning society to accept this and preparing us to embrace this system. That's why I said today, another brick is being laid for the foundation of this Mark of the Beast system. He even went on in his commentary by saying that the COVID vaccine is not the mark of the beast, or he says he believes it's not the mark of the beast, but he gave considerable respectful thought to why many, many people are asking and raising the question, even as a metaphor, it's quote unsettling. Obviously this isn't the literal mark of the beast, but the concept is disturbingly similar. Now, of course, this comes as let's go back to France. There, French President Emmanuel Macron urged all French people to get vaccinated and announced the rollout of a nationwide health pass, also known as a, quote, vaccine passport. From August, the health pass will apply in cafes, restaurants, shopping centers, as well as in hospitals, retirement homes, medical social establishments, and in long-term or long-distance transport. And there was even video circulated out of France where there was, again, I call them enforcers, that were going up to people at restaurants and asking them to show their papers or show their proof of vaccination. Macron said in a speech on July 12th, to his credit, the liberal French president said he secured his country's borders in order to stem the spread of COVID-19. Now, let me give you some recent headlines that, again, is thrusting us forward with this. Delta Airlines just this week notified their employers that they will be facing a $200 monthly increases on their health insurance premiums beginning on November 1st if they are not vaccinated, citing steep costs to cover employees who are hospitalized with the virus. Military troops, according to a report again this week, all 800,000 military personnel must immediately begin to get the vaccine, according to Defense Secretary in a memo on Wednesday, ordering service leaders to, quote, impose ambitious timelines for implementation. According to the Associated Press, more than 800,000 service members have yet to get their shots, according to new Pentagon data. And now that the Pfizer vaccine has received full approval from the Food and Drug Administration, the Defense Department is adding it to the list of required shots troops must get as part of their military service. Now, here's a story coming out of Washington State that outraged a lot of parents to students. According to a report, Washington State student athletes are being forced to wear COVID tracking monitors. This is this contact tracing. We've talked about this months ago in other programs and other segments we did, but this is called contact tracing. Again, according to reports, student athletes at Washington State are being forced to wear these tracking monitors. In fact, Eatonville High School is said to require some student athletes and coaches to wear these tracking monitors during practices. According to the report, the monitors are intended to be a way to contract trace in the event of a positive COVID case, in order to measure players' proximity to others during practices and how long they were near them. According to the News Tribune, in the event that there's a positive COVID case, coaches and administrators will have instant data on which players would potentially need to quarantine. The monitors are being used for high contact and moderate indoor contact sports. But once this was implemented, there was many parents who were outraged, went to Twitter and other social media, and they began to lash out, saying one parent even said, this is very NWO-ish. They quoted things like Big Brother and government surveillance. And so, guys, this is what's going on right now. And you can't talk about this on big tech platforms, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, any of these things like this. If you talk about this in detail, they will silence you. They will strike you. They will ban you, ostracize you, and remove you from their platforms. Now, let me give you one last headline, and then we're going to close on this segment today. Formal U.S. approval of the Pfizer vaccine will now make it nearly impossible to successfully challenge mandates by employers. Let me read that again really slowly. According to one legal expert, since the Pfizer vaccine is now formally approved by the FDA, this will make it nearly impossible to successfully challenge even from a religious exemption status by employers. So this thing, and this is breaking news, guys, breaking news. It just came over the wire. I received this report right when we were getting ready to go on air. So I want to read this to you. This is from the Los Angeles Times. California lawmakers grapple with whether to impose a statewide COVID vaccine mandate. According to this report, state lawmakers are now considering one of the most politically challenging government mandates yet, requiring all Californians to show proof of vaccinations to enter, here it is, many indoor business establishments, and forcing workers to get vaccinated or regularly tested. Wow. Although this proposal is still in draft form and has not been introduced in a bill, it requires weighing serious considerations such as enforcement costs, implementation, and the political will of the state legislator, and how such a sweeping statewide mandate could help or hurt Newsom's chances of beating back a possible recall. So, guys, now what I'm going to, let's talk about this for a second. What happens if California sets the precedence of making a statewide mandatory vaccination? Don't think for a second that other liberal states up north will follow suit, and eventually it will go and nationwide. So this is where we're at, guys. And I'm telling you, again, I want to emphasize what I said before. I am not saying that the vaccine is the mark of the beast, but what I am saying is this is absolutely preparing, conditioning society to receive this and to receive something in or on their body, because Revelation 13 and the King James says in the right hand or in the forehead. New King James and newer translations say on the right hand or on the forehead. So we can go back and forth, but let's just settle this argument and say that according to Revelation 13, according to the Bible, and according to what John the Revelator saw, there is coming a system in the future that will mandate society, all great, small, rich, free, poor, or slave, to receive a mark. Again, a stamp, a tattoo, or something that brands you or labels you, marks you in or on your right hand or your forehead in order for you to live and function in society, buy, sell, and trade. And again, it will be mandated. So again, I'm not saying the vaccine is the mark of the beast, but you can absolutely see how this is absolutely thrusting us forward, accelerating us forward, and putting yet another brick in the foundation for what the Bible predicts and what it has foretold for thousands of years. Now, I want to leave you with Luke 21, and it says this: when you begin to see these things coming to pass on the earth, look up, lift up your heads, for your redemption is drawing near. Listen, guys, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. That's where you're going to find us. That's where you're going to be able to keep up with our ministry. Please go and subscribe to our main website. You're going to see all that information down there in the description of this video, as well as if you have not yet downloaded our free app, please do that. You can go to the Apple Store. You can go to the Android Play Store, whichever device you have. Type in End Time Headlines. Download that app. Again, if you're watching this video on Rumble, you can see under the description, we put the link for to download the app. Just click on that link. It's going to lead you and walk you through that. And as always, guys, if you would like to support this ministry, if you believe in what we're doing, the information, the revelation, the encouragement on a weekly basis, and you would like to partner with us, there's two different ways you can do that. You can give electronically through the app or through the main website, or you can give by check or money order, and you can make that out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia, 30655. As always, guys, we thank you for taking the time out and being a part of this exclusive video. I would say for our partners only, because most people are not going to come and follow us on these alternative news channels, video platforms, and social media platforms, unless they really enjoy and support our ministry. So we appreciate you listening to what we got to say. I believe this is a serious matter, or we wouldn't be doing this and taking the time to do this. So if you can, please share this video with as many individuals as you can, your family, your friends, coworkers, those that you in your proximity that you love and cherish and that needs to hear this information. And tell them today is a day of salvation. Don't put off tomorrow what needs to be done today. Accept the Lord Jesus Christ today and be saved. And I'm going to say what Peter said, from this perverse and wicked generation. So let me pray for you guys, and we're going to sign off for today. And we'll be back on here on Monday on all the platforms, more than likely. But until then, may the Lord bless you, may he keep you, and may his countenance be upon you and shine upon you today in Jesus' name. God bless you guys. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.